review Shabbos Daf Pei. Shabbos Daf Pei begins with a number of psukim that Rava gave relating to splitting the shear in terms of the melacha of hotza'ah. The Mishnah had said, "Diyok de lichtov shtei osios," the minimum amount of ink that one is chayiv for carrying on Shabbos is the amount of ink that you need to write two letters. So Amar Rava, "Hotzi shtei osios v'kasun k'shuma halichayiv." If a person carries out shtei osios and while he's walking he writes them down, so he's chayiv for carrying because the writing down on the paper, when it hits the paper, that's considered to be the hanacha, because you always need an akira and a hanacha. Ksivason zui and a hanacha. And writing it down is considered to be the placing down of the ink in the Rishus HaRabim. Rava also said, if somebody carries out one letter worth of ink and wrote with it, and then went back for another letter's worth of ink and carried that too, he's not chayiv. They don't combine to make the shear, because by the time he carried the second letter of ink, the first ink dried, and when it dries, it shrinks a little bit, and therefore the whole shear was never there at one time. Third thing Rava taught is another thing about combining two acts of carrying. Hotzi chatzi grogros achas v'inicha. He took out a half a shear, chatzi grogros, and he put it down, and then he picked it up, he removed it, and then he carries out another half of shear and he puts that down. That also doesn't combine because the first half isn't there. It's not munach by the time the second half gets there. Fourth statement of Rava that is hotzi chatzi grogos v'inicha, carries out a half a shear of food, puts it down, and then takes out another half a shear of food and passes it within three tefachim of the ground over the first chatzi shear of food. So in that case, the two do combine, because it's when it's within three tefachim of the ground, we view it as if it's lavud, as if it's directly on the ground, and therefore it's all considered munach at the same time. The Gemara quotes a brisa, speaks about two different acts of carrying. Hotzi chatzi grogos v'chazav hotzi chatzi grogos. Person took out a half a shear and put it down, then took out another half a shear. So if he did it with the one period of forgetfulness, be'alamechad, without realizing in between, so he's going to be chayiv. But if it's b'shtei ha'lemos that he realized in between, so that splits the act into two separate acts, and therefore he's going to be patur, because neither time did he have the full shear. But Rabbi Yossi says, even be'alamechad, if it's l'shtei reshuyos, he's patur. Even if he did it in one period of forgetfulness, he's not necessarily chayiv if he took them into two separate rishos harabims. And then the Gemara defines how we define what's called two separate rishos harabims. What kind of divider does the rishos harabim need to have? Is it sufficient to have a karmelis in between them? Do you need a real bona fide rishos hayachid in between them? What makes something a true divider to divide up two separate areas as two separate rishos harabim? Gemara goes on to discuss the line in the Mishnah, kol kadei likchol ayinachas. The minimum amount of kol, of eye makeup, that a person needs to carry to be chayiv is the amount that it takes to paint one eye. So the Gemara asks, who does that? Who only paints one eye? So shekein tsnuos kol chos ayinachas. Rafuna says, yeah, sure, people, women who are tsnuos, who cover their faces and they leave only one eye uncovered just to be able to see, so they would cover only one eye. But the Gemara is mechalik that that's only in larger cities, but in small villages it's not as necessary to be so tsnua, and therefore they were able to expose both eyes, and then you would, the shear would be the amount that you need to cover both eyes. So the brisa comes to the psak that if the kol is being used for medicine, so then it's the amount for one eye, because then you only put the medication on the eye that needs the medication. But if you're doing it as a makeup, so then it's for two eyes, because that's what's normal, to put makeup on two eyes, not on one eye. Gemara goes on to go through other shiurim. The minimum of shava of wax is kedei liten al pi nekev katon shel yayin, enough to seal a small hole that's made in wine barrels. Devek glue kedei liten brosh shifshish brosh kandash al tziyadin is the amount that you would use to, when you're trapping a bird, you would put a pole out and a little board on top and put glue down, so when the bird lands on the board, he'll be stuck to it. So that amount of glue you're chayiv for. Zephas v'gafris, pitch and sulfurs, kedei lasos nekev katan, to make a small hole. And then charas is crushed brick, is the amount that you need to make a seal around a gold refiner's oven. According to the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda says the amount that you need to plaster the cracks of tripods that held up their small stoves. The Gemara goes on to the next part of the Mishnah, where we spoke about sid, is kedei lasu, very vague lashon the Mishnah used, kedei lasut ketana shebebanos, the small little one, small part of girls. So what in the world does that mean? More quotes a brisa that it means the etzba katana, the smallest finger of a girl. That's how much sid you would need, the amount that it would take to treat the small finger of a young girl. And Gemara talks about that different women, depending on their socioeconomic status, would use different types of things for hair removal. So aniyim, benos aniyim would use seed, whereas much richer girls would use shemen amar, like it says in the Megillah, that benos malachim would use shemen amar, like when Esther was preparing to go meet Achashverosh. The Gemara then tells the story of Rav Bibi, that he would smear his daughter with plaster, one limb at a time, and she became so beautiful, her skin had such a glow, he was able to demand 400 zuz for her, for a dowry. But the Gemara says that there was someone else who saw that and tried to do the same with his own daughter, but he didn't have the patience to try one limb at a time. He did it all at once, and his daughter died, and he used to go around saying that Rav Bibi killed my daughter, because he was following Rav Bibi's lead in doing that which killed his daughter. Gemara says, the last part of the Gemara discusses how the Mishnah had said that the minimum amount for Sid is enough to smear a kilkel, and Rabbi Nechemya said it's enough to smear an andifi. So the Gemara says, what in the world are those things? What's a kilkel? What's an andifi? So Rav said that a kilkel means something that it means that you're going to take the hair and flatten it out on the temples, and andifi means removing the hair right under the temples. The Gemara doesn't like that idea, so because it's the wrong kind of Sid, that type of Sid that we're talking about using wouldn't work for that. So the Gemara says, perhaps andifi, it was the marks that they made on measuring cups that they would show in the Beis HaMikdash, that how much nesachim you would need for each different type of karban. Another explanation that Afusa is the thick plaster that people put on their forehead to give it a good color. And then we have another mission. Next mission goes on to go through another number of shiurim. The minimum amount of adama is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva, who says that it's the amount that you would need to seal a cargo sack, and the Chachamim, who say that's the amount you would need just to seal a letter. Zevel v'chol adak, fertilizer and sand, fine sand. Also machlokas, Rabbi Akiva says the amount you'd use to fertilize a single stalk of cabbage. Chum say it's the amount that you need to fertilize a leek, which is a smaller amount than a stalk of cabbage. Chalagas, if it's coarse sand, so then it's the amount that you need, you put on a shovel full of plaster. Mor explains that they would have to mix sand with plaster, because that was one of the takonos lachar achurban, that you couldn't have pure plaster. It had to be mixed with sand a little bit in order to take down its loyosod as adam as basal basid after the churban. You weren't allowed to use pure plaster. You had to mix in a little bit of sand in order to make it a little less beautiful as a zeichel l'churban. The Mishnah goes on that the minimum amount for a kana, for a reed, is really the whatever you can make a quill out of. But if it happens to be a very thick reed that you're unable to make a quill, you're unable to make a pen out of the reed, then the minimum shear of the reed to be chayven otsa would be if you could cook a beitza kala shebebeitzim, which the Gemara says means you could cook the size of a grogros of a chicken egg, which is the kind of egg that cooks the easiest. Okay, that is a chazar of Shabbos Daf Pei.